我很想和大家再看一次《路加福音》的9:59-62。
I would like to look at Luke chapter 9.
59-62.
59-62.
又对一人说，来跟从我。那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。又有一人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
And he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
我这次想要交通的是面对主的呼召，我身上有一个拖延的反应和有拖延反应的原因。
Today I would like to share when we are facing a call from the Lord, why we may have a delay in response.
第一个拖延的反应是我在面对这段经节的时候，我上半年每次读到这一段，心里就忧忧愁愁的，就放下这一段了。
The first response I had was every time I read this passage for the past half year, I had sorrow within and I laid down this word.
直到我们周六的聚会，交通到做门徒和奉献的生活，心里就被催促要再好好读一次。
Until we read this on our Saturday Bible study regarding being a disciple, and I was reminded that I need to read this once more.
这一次我读到的就是我心中这个拖延的反应的原因，其实是我不想承认自己是不对的。
This time I realized that the delayed response is because I do not want to admit that I am in error.
看到这两个人听到主的呼召，他们的回应其实是在解释，主我现在不能跟随你，是有这样那样的原因。
These two people that we read, when they heard God's call, their response is some kind of explanation, reasoning why they couldn't follow the Lord right now.
我想这两个人其实是知道是要跟随主的，但是其实对是不是当下就要跟随，还是要先处理完眼前的事情，是有一个自己认为对的想法的。
I believe these two people know that they ought to follow the Lord, but they have some other thoughts regarding whether it is now.
可能心里的想法就是，主我知道我要跟随你，但不差这几个月，不差这几年。
Perhaps the thought is that we know we want to follow you, Lord, but it doesn't matter if it's delayed a few days or a few months or years.
所以这次我在读这一段的时候，我心里也在问主，为什么我总觉得向后的缠累始终会大过向前的行动。
Therefore, this time when I was reading this, I asked the Lord, how come the hindering from moving forward is stronger than the drive to move forward?
感谢主，这一次让我看到了一个是我一直在坚持，我自己要坚持的。
I thank the Lord that this time He allows me to see something that I kept holding on to.
这样的话我就没有办法明白主要对我说的话。
Because of that, I cannot comprehend what the Lord will say to me.
因为人是没有办法在自己觉得自己的选择或者是自己处理方式是对的情况下去接受主所要的是更好更美的。
Because when we believe that our decisions are correct, then we cannot accept that the Lord's decision is even better.
再一次读这一段的时候，觉得无论是埋葬父亲还是辞别家里的人，其实是我们心中一个不能放下的事情。
When we read this once more, it seems that whether burying the dead or bidding farewell to those at our house is something that we cannot lay down.
如果心中一直存着我一定要，而且要的是对的，就是不可能听进去主的话的。
If we keep holding on to the fact that this is something we want, and indeed we believe that it is right to want it, then we cannot hear the Lord's word.
所以这一次当我在读这一段的时候，我心中跟主有一个祷告，希望主可以让我放下我心中抵挡的念头。
Therefore, this time as I read, I have a prayer within to the Lord, asking to help me to lay down that rejection thought within.
我就对主讲，我心中确实有放不下的事情，但是求你讲给我，求你让我可以明白。
I told the Lord, indeed, there are things that I cannot let go of, but may you speak to me and let me comprehend.
但是很感谢主，主这一次让我感受到他是温柔的，他是忍耐的，再一次把他要讲的话再一次讲给我。
But I thank the Lord that this time I noticed that he is gentle and he is long-suffering, and he explained what he wanted to say to me once more.
主这次对我说，如果你就是没有办法让你心中的事情摆在跟随我这件事情的前头，你就会一直卡在我要跟随你，但是没有任何行动。
The Lord explained to me that if I'm continued to be in this state, then I will get stuck at this point where I want to follow him, but I cannot have action.
你可以知道很多对的事情，可能知道决定怎么选是对的，但是你还是在死的人里面，因为你没有选择离开。
You can know a lot of things and know a lot of truth, but because you didn't choose to leave, you would still be among the dead.
如果有个事情在你看来更为重要，那么我所要讲的话就要妥协在你的选择面前。
If there's something you think is more important, then my word will become a compromise for you.
主也对我讲，如果我胜不过你的坚持，你到底是在跟从谁呢？
The Lord also told me, if we cannot overcome this, this point, then who are we following?
所以我这一次想把我们人里面常常会有一些坚持自己是对的这个念头摆在弟兄姊妹中间。
Therefore, this time, I want to lay before brothers and sisters this idea that there are things that we hold on to, considering it right.
因为我们所坚持的其实关闭了我们在聚会中、在听信息中、在听主的话中的那个反应。
Because if we hold on to these, then that would hinder the response that we have in meetings.
我们可以问很多的问题，可以想解决很多的问题，但是如果我们心中始终坚持自己还是有对的部分，我们是没有办法听进去任何主要讲给我们的话。
If we hold on to a lot of these things, then we cannot hear what the Lord will say to us.
所以当主把这个问题除了当主把一个问题是除了我你还要跟从谁呢放在我的里面。
Therefore, when the Lord gave me this question, besides me, whom shall you follow?
我感觉这一次是很温柔的在对我讲，不是一个要求。
I feel that this time he spoke to me in gentleness. It is not a requirement.
所以这一次当我再读到这一段的时候，在主面前就有一个回应。
Therefore, this time as I read this passage, I have a response before the Lord.
主，我可以常常来到你的面前，放下我自己认为是对的部分。
Lord, I can often come before your presence and lay down what I think is right.
主，我可以放下，主，我可以 放下我一直以为我有很多在你面前没有放下的事情。
And Lord, I can lay down all these things that I thought I haven't laid down.
我可以每一天在你面前放下那个让我回头看的事情。
And daily, I can lay down this thing that caused me to look behind.
但是主，我要继续向前跟着你走。
But Lord, I will continue to press on and follow you.
这就是我今天的交通。
This concludes my sharing today.
We first read a passage of the Lord, and this part everyone is very familiar
with. We'll read a passage, and we are very familiar with it.
在马太福音二十章第二十九节到三十四节。
Matthew 22:29-34。
二十章。
Sorry, Matthew 20.
他们出耶利哥的时候，有极多的人跟随他，有两个瞎子坐在路旁，听说是耶稣经过，就喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。”
Now as they went out of Jericho, a great multitude followed him, and behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David.
众人责备他们，不许他们作声，他们就越发喊着说，主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。耶稣就站住，叫他们来说，要我为你做什么？
Then the multitude warned them that they should be quiet, but they cried out all the more, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. So Jesus stood still and called them and said, What do you want me to do for you?
他们说，主啊，要我们的眼睛能看见。耶稣就动了慈心，把他们的眼睛一摸，他们立刻看见，就跟从了耶稣。
So Jesus stood still and called them. They said to him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him.
我们弟兄最近一段时间一直在交通祷告，交通回到神的话语当中。
Our brother has been sharing these days on prayer and returning to the Lord's word.
我们在这看见瞎子有一个祷告。
Here we see that the blind man has a prayer.
他祷告说，可怜我吧。
Here the prayer is, have mercy on me.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你有没有过这个可怜我吧的祷告。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, whether you have this prayer of have mercy on me.
我会经常有。
I often have it.
因为有的环境真是艰难。有的困难我真是难以胜过。
Because there are indeed circumstances that are difficult for us to overcome.
很多时候我承认我也有错，但是我觉得那个人那个事情对我的难处真是太大了。
I often will admit that I am in error, but I still see that the difficulty is too huge.
我真的是可怜的祷告。
Indeed, I have a prayer of having mercy.
或者叫做自怜的祷告。
Or where I have self-pity.
但是当我们看到主的话语的时候，我们看到在旧约。
But then when we see the Lord's word and in the Old Testament,
先知们向神的呼喊。神的子民向神的呼喊。
The cries of the prophets, the cries of God's children.
什么时候他们悔改，什么时候他们来到主的脚前，知道自己在最终，他们向神呼喊，向神悔改的时候，神就降下拯救，降下恩典。
Whenever they repent, whenever they return to the Lord,When cry out to the Lord, and the Lord grant salvation.
因为恢复是从一个悔改的祷告开始的。
Because recovery starts with a prayer of repentance.
我们的主是听我们的祷告的主。
Our Lord hears our prayers.
我们任何一次的祷告，他都听见。
Any prayer he heard.
他在轻声问我们，你要我为你做什么？
He asks us quietly, what will you have me do?
他问我们，你要什么？
He asks us, what do you want?
有的人就是要吃饼得饱。
Some people want some bread to eat to be filled.
我就是要这个困难，这个人，这个愁苦能够挪开。
I want this difficulty, this circumstance, this person to be removed.
西比泰的母的妻子带着两个儿子要预定天上的座位。
And the wife of Zebedee brought two sons and asked for seats in heaven.
所罗门就要智慧。
Solomon asked for wisdom.
因为认识耶和华是智慧的开端。
Because knowing the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
这两个瞎子是要看见。
These two blind men wanted to see.
因为我们主告诉我们，当我们用着信去向他祈求祷告的时候。
Because our Lord tells us when we pray to him with faith.
就像我们当时初初信主的时候
Just like when we first believed the Lord
他就开我们的盲眼
He will open our blind eyes
把我们从那个黑暗当中归向光明
To bring us out of darkness and into the light
把我们在自己当中在自己愁苦当中带入他的光中
Will bring us out of our own sorrows into his light
把我们活在魔鬼谎言活在撒旦权势下的人归向神
and bring us out of the dominion of the enemy into the Lord's kingdom
所以这个第二个祷告不是吃饼得饱的祷告
therefore the second prayer is not a prayer of asking for bread and be filled
是一个要认识他是一个开眼的祷告
this is a prayerOf wanting to know him, to have the eyes opened.
我们今天跟随主，就是让主不断地开我们的眼睛。
Today, as we follow the Lord, we want him to continue to open our eyes.
让我们不仅看到事情，看到环境，看见人，看见困难。
Not only will we see circumstances, difficulties, and others.
更是让我们看见主的恩典，看见主的手，看见主的带领。
But more, we will see His grace, see His hand, and see His leading.
让我们弟兄姊妹都互相勉励。
May our brothers and sisters exhort one another.
我们抛下那个自怜的祷告，从我们心中有那悔改的祷告。
That we will drop a prayer of self-pity and have that prayer of repentance.
求主怜悯我们，让我们挪开我们的眼睛，让我们只是吃饼得饱的祷告，让我们变成要得开眼的祷告。
May the Lord have mercy on us that He will change our viewpoint, that we will no longer pray for bread to be filled, that we'll pray for eyes to be opened.
我就交通到这。
This concludes my sharing.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我想跟大家分享我们中联组查经这两年现在走到以弗所书。我们读以弗所书这一次原来就是以弗所书里边的东西实际上我们读过也都知道了。
Brothers and sisters, I would like to share something on Ephesians.
在这里边呢我这一次特别的给我感觉有一些感觉
even though we all know this passage but this time when I read it I have some feeling
特别的是这个在主里边万有都归在主下边这个信息
especially that all is gathered under him.
嗯，主的心意它不光是我们在教会里边，和在教会里边的合一。
The Lord's heart is that we not only have unity in the church.
实际上我特别有感觉的就是在这个家庭里边 family 里边的这个合一。
And the feeling I have is specifically that we have unity in the family.
嗯，在我读这个以弗所书这个六章四节。
When I read Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4.
嗯，那里边六章四节说，父亲不要惹儿女的气。
Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath."
只要照主的教训和警戒养育他们。
But bring them up in the training and admonishing of the Lord.
嗯，我承认在我们。在这个在这件事上，我对孩子们很有亏欠。
I admit that on this matter towards my children, I have some lacking.
Also, 这个对主也有很多亏欠。
And also some lack before the Lord.
嗯，像这个诗篇一百二十七篇讲，就是说子女是神赐给我们的产业。
Just like Psalm 127 says that children are the inheritance that God has given us.
是给我们的祝福。
And it is His blessing for us.
那我们知道，心里边也知道，这个孩子在我们，神赐给我们孩子。
And we also know in our hearts that the Lord has given us children.
不光是让我们就喂养他们，让他们长大就好。
Not only for us to feed them so that they may grow up,
而是让我们还要把他们带到神的面前来。
But also to bring them before the Lord.
所以我是觉得亏欠的是，原来我可能是想着怎么来养这些孩子。
Therefore, the lack that I felt within is I originally thought how I should feed these children.
但是我真是没有一个清楚的计划，或者是有一个特别的这个 plan 要把他们带到神的面前来。
But I did not have a clear plan on how I would bring them before the Lord.
嗯，所以在这个在读到这个以弗所书六章四节的时候，这个那我就特别的被这两个字 catch 到。
And when I read Ephesians 6:4, I was struck by two words here.
就是这个只要。
That is the phrase, but.
因为我们实际上我们带孩子的时候，很多时候就是按照自己的一些标准去带孩子。
Because often when we raise children, we raise them according to our own standards.
还有很多时候呢，是按照世界的观点认为是好的。
Or perhaps according to the standards of this world, and we think that is good.
但是在这里，经上讲只要。
But here, the Bible says, but.
我们实际上，那我就在想，那我就在想呢，就是说，那我们这个就是我们这些神给了我们孩子，那我们就是要。带他们到哪里，到什么地方，到了什么地步去。
Then I think the Lord has given us children. To where do we need to bring them?
那箴言二十二章第六节讲。
And in Proverbs 22 verse 6 says,
教育孩童，使他们走当行的道。
Train up a child in the way he should go.
自老也不偏离。
And when he is old, he will not depart from it.
我们也知道，这孩子最养大以后，最终他们自己会去成家，自己在另外的地方生活。
We know that when children grow up, they will have their own households elsewhere.
所以呢，我想这应该是有两件事。第一件事就是把他们带到神的面前来。
Therefore, I think there are two matters. One is to bring them before the Lord's presence.
第二件呢，就是 劝令他们，让他们能够自己能够独立出去生活。
The second is to train them so that they could be independent.
那我在这个这样想以后，我再朝下看。
Then when I was thinking of this, I continued reading.
那我就在这个读这个以弗所书在这里边，就是在讲，一直在讲这个在教会里边的合一。
In Ephesians, there's a lot of mention of the unity in the church.
那在家庭里边呢，那实际上我们是要遵守同样的原则。
But in a family, we must obey the same principle.
也是在同样的圣灵的带领下去生活。
And also to have a living according to the same spirit.
那我就想，这目的，就是说这一家的这个目的，我就想，那就是在这个以弗所书里边讲，就是我们心意呢，肯定是首先是要一致的。
Then when I think of Ephesians, the first is we must have the same mind.
那有一些经文，我们前一阵子好多这个有几对这个年轻的弟兄姐妹结婚。
Recently, there are a lot of young brothers and sisters who got married.
这一段经文大家都很熟。
And therefore, brothers and sisters are very familiar with these verses.
至于我和我家。
As for me and my household,
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
所以在我们这些中年家庭有孩子的家庭来讲，那不光是我们自己要侍奉主。
Therefore, for those of us who are in our middle years, not only do we serve the Lord ourselves.
那我们的孩子也是我们的任务，要把他们带到主面前。
Our children are also our responsibility to bring before the Lord's presence.
在这里边，我想就是，在以弗所书里边也明确告诉我们，就是我们在家庭里边要做到合一，就是整个的以弗所书都是在不断的在各个方面就告诉我们，引导我们。
And all throughout Ephesians, we are being taught on how to have unity in the family.
我们怎么就是夫妻之间，父母和孩子之间。
Regarding relationship between husband and wife, regarding parents and children.
我们怎么去交通。
How do we fellowship?
怎么去顺服。
How do we submit?
再就是我们怎么去爱。
And also, how do we love?
我就回想我们自己过去的生活，我就觉得有好些地方是有亏欠。
And as I look back and think about the past days, I feel that there's a lack.
第一点呢，就是让我想，就是我刚才分享的那个《以弗所书》六章四节里边的。
The first point is what I have already shared in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4.
就是做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath.
那我就在想，我们时常我们会惹儿女的气。
And I feel that often we would provoke our children to wrath.
那我在回想为什么会惹孩子们的气。
And I think about why we would provoke our children to wrath.
那每一次惹孩子们的气，那就是我那个肉体发作的时候。
Every time when our children are angry, it's because our flesh came out.
那就是，这就是想到就是说，就是我们主的智慧是有多么的大，就是。
And I realize how manifold our Lord's wisdom is.
再就是我就想我们自己的孩子我知道我们自己的孩子有什么需求。
And I think we know what our children need.
但是之前呢我们有一个明确的这个目标，就是要把孩子带到一个什么样的状态。
But before, I did not have a clear goal on where to bring my children.
但是呢，我想我们中年主力或者是有孩子的这些家庭都有很多的这个焦虑。
But I believe those with in the middle age with children will have this same kind of anxiety.
我们可能听过有些父母把孩子马上要送到大学的时候。
We might hear that other parents when their children are about to go off to college.
可能他们会说，哎呀，我不知道孩子上学了以后会不会自己按时起床去上课。
Perhaps they don't know if their children will set alarm clocks and go to classes.
还有的会说，哎呀，我不知道我的孩子去了以后，如果没地方吃饭了，会不会自己做饭吃？
Or, hey, what my children will do if they have nothing to eat.
我们也听说过有孩子可能儿子跟爸爸打架。
Or perhaps there is a fight between the father and the son.
这些可能暂时没有发生在我们自己的家庭。
Perhaps this has not yet happened in our own household.
但是这些都可能发生在我们家里。
But these are all possible.
所以我们要怎么避免这些？
Therefore, how do we prevent these things from happening?
箴言29章15节讲。
Proverbs 25:19 says,
仗打和责备能增加智慧。
第几章？
二十九章十五节。
29:15. The rod and rebuke give wisdom.
放纵的儿子使母亲羞愧。
But a child left to himself brings shame to his mother.
我想，特别的是，这个父母，特别是东方人的家庭。
I think especially, parents of Asian descent.
很多父母就是很多孩子的事都是父母在做的。
A lot of things that the children do, the parents do.
也孩子的很多要求，不管合理不合理，父母也都会去做。
Whatever the children want, whether it's reasonable or not, the parents will do.
我想这个最终可能就会导致我刚刚提到的那些我们 worry 的那些结果。
And this will lead to those worries that I already mentioned.
还有这些就是还有就是一个很重要的地方就是孩子和父母很多时候就没有有效的交通。
And something also very important is that then when these things happen, perhaps there would not be effective fellowship between the parents and the children.
那在这里边呢，我想，我们大概都有这种经历。
I believe we might have that experience.
就像刚才姐妹的交通，就是，尤其是做父母的，他站在一个权柄的地位。
Just like our sister shared, especially if we are parents and we stand on a position of authority.
我们又认为自己是对的情况下。
And we think that we are right.
这个时候就是会滥用自己的权柄。
Then we might abuse our authority.
这个时候的结果就是父母和孩子的交通就会中断。
And the result is that the fellowship between the parents and children will be severed.
所以在这里边就是以弗所书里边也很多地方也教导我们怎么去做。
And in Ephesians, many places it teaches us what to do.
比如是在四章二节。
For example, in chapter 4.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
第几节？
第二节。
Verse 2. With all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering.
用爱心互相宽容
bearing with one another in love.
第三节四章三节
4:3
用和平彼此联络
endeavoring to keep the unity.
我时常回想起来，我们跟孩子的交通有 argue 的时候。
When I think of when I have fellowship with my children,
都是在这些地方是背道而驰的。Always against this rule.
It is always against this rule.
还有一点，我觉得在教育孩子的时候，我们也要提到的是。
Another point as we talk about educating our children.
有很多孩子就是他在尤其是亚洲人的家庭里边，孩子认为所有的事情都是你应该给他做的。
Especially in Asian families.Children think that everything that they ask, you should do for them.
我们实际上在，我觉得这个原则也是像以弗所书里边我们讲这个在教会里边合而为一里边这个原则之一。
I believe this is the same principle as what Ephesians speaks of regarding unity in the church.
在以弗所书四章十二节。
In chapter 4, verse 12.
就讲着就是我们在聚会里边都有不同的恩赐要各尽所能。
That in a church, we have been given different gifts of ministry, and we ought to all do our own work.
在家里边也一样，随着孩子的年龄增长，他在不同的这个阶段，就是他应该做不同的活动。
In the family, it is the same. As children grow up, according to their age, there are things that they ought to do.
我听说有很多家庭里边的孩子。
I hear a lot of families.
长到十八岁以后就走了。
When their children grow to 18 years old, then they leave.
他在家里边从来不做家务。
And they will never do any chores.
我觉得在这方面我们就是要跟其他的就是有孩子的 family 要共勉。
I believe we need to exhort one another with other families with children.
当孩子小的时候
When children are young,
那我们是要为他们做一切。
We have to do everything for them.
但是他们能做事情的时候
The ones they can do some things.
那他们就应该在家里边起他们的功用。
Then they ought to function according to their function.
这不光是要让一个家庭能正常运转。
Not only so that a family can function normally.
也是他们锻炼他们能力的机会。
But it is also an opportunity to train their ability.
他们自己长大以后，他们自己能够独立的生活。
And as they grow up, they can live independently.
再就是刚才我们我提就是说这个至于我和我家。
And I also mentioned as for me and my household.
必定我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We'll serve the Lord.
那就是我就觉得在我们的生活里边。
In our daily living,
我们的祷告
in our prayers,
我们平时的交通
in our fellowship,
我们谈话的这些内容
in the content of our conversations,
就是不管是大人在教会里边的，在聚会里边的活动
or activities for adults in the church,
小孩子在聚会里边的活动
or activities for children in the church
我们都应该放在一起祷告
we ought to pray together
我们都在一起交通
we ought to fellowship together
这样我们就是真正的活在神的面前
so that we can truly live before God's presence
我知道这是一个很大的题目
I know this is a big topic
我就是想提出来跟大家一起写。
I just want to bring this up.
This is my
shirt. This is my shirt.
我今天想交通的一点就是我要看见过有光的生活。
Today I want to share on, I want to, this way.
我要看见过有光的生活。
I want to see and live a life of light.
我们最近我们家庭主在查马太福音，所以我今天想交通的经节是马太福音第十章第五节。
I want to share on Matthew
10。
我听不太见。
马太福音第十章第五节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 5。
耶稣差遣这十二个人出去，吩咐他们说：外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进。
These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, Do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans.
当我看到外邦人的路，这个 phrase 的时候，让我真是，让我停下来思想，抓住我，然后我首
先 When I hear this phrase, the way of the Gentiles, it caught me and caused me to come and meditate.
我首先进到我脑里的是，箴言第四章第十八节。
And what I was reminded of is Proverbs chapter 4 verse 8.
但义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到正午。十九节，恶人的道幽暗，自己不知因何跌倒。箴言第四章第十八节。
Oh, sorry, verse 18. The path of the just is like the shining sun.That shines even brighter onto the perfect day. 19. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble.
这里外邦人路并不是按着字面在思想。我在想，在我们今天的时候，对我有什么提醒？这个从箴言四章第十八节和第十九节是很清楚的，就是让我们看到外邦人的路是没有光的路，是越走越幽暗、越黑暗，而且使人跌倒的路。
We see that the path of the Gentile is a path of darkness and will cause stumbling.
主不让我们走这样没有光的路。
The Lord does not want us to walk on this way.
越走越黑暗，越走越下沉的路。
Then we will all become in darkness and will go downwards.
这里边对我自己来说有个很大的提醒，我不要走在黑暗中。
This is a big a reminder for me.
想到仇敌的工作实际上就是黑暗。
When I think of the work of the enemy, it is darkness.
他是黑暗的君王。
He is the king of darkness.
他的目的就是让我们活在黑暗中。
His purpose is for us to live in darkness.
因为他专门弄瞎人的心眼。
Because he wants to cause people to become blind.
想到这儿，我其实心里一紧，我问主。
When I thought of this, I asked the Lord urgently.
我是否已经偏离你的正路
？Have I already gone astray from your path?
我最怕我活在黑暗中，我自己却不知道我在黑暗中。
I'm most afraid of living in darkness and not knowing that I'm in that state.
我是否还看重在光中行？我是否还看重在光中行
？Do I care about whether I live in the light?
我有没有失去光
？Have I lost the light?
我是不是还有新的看见
？Do I have new seeing?
过去的看见并不等于今天的看见。
What I have seen in the past does not equate to knowing seeing today.
所以我求主在这里边来提醒我，我也在继续的默想是什么样的情况。我一个基督徒表面生活看来很正常，但是里面却已经落入了某种黑暗当中。
So how come Christians could be in dark looks?Normal outwardly, but has fallen into darkness.
借着主对我个人的提醒，我在这里只想讲三点。
According to what the Lord has reminded me, I will share on three points.
一个就是说，良心责备的光常常我们压下去。
The first is that when our conscience rebukes us, that light we often push down.
神借着环境的责备，我视而不见，拒绝。
There are circumstances that rebuke us and we pretend that it's not there.
甚至抵挡和抱怨。
We ignore and perhaps we reject or even murmur against it.
第二个呢，就是总是一下子能看到别人的错。
The second is we often quickly see other people's errors.
其实很多时候难处过不去是看不见是不自己是我们自己不觉得自己有错。
Often the difficulty is that we do not see that we are in error.
第三点是
The third point.
总以为自己想的自己以为的是对的。
We always think that what we think is right.
自己经历最多的。
We have experienced the most.
自己看见的是最准的合理的。
What we see is the most accurate and the most reasonable.
其实这样想的时候已经落入黑暗中。
If we think this way, then we have already fallen into darkness.
呀，这后两点其实我觉得很相关。
In these last two points are interconnected.
特别的提醒就是说在我们聚会在蒙受了神这么多的祝福恩典之后。
Especially when we have received a lot of blessing.
仇敌一个很大的工作就是他设立很多骄傲的网络也好陷阱也好。
The enemy has a great work and that is to put a lot of snares of being proud.
让我们这个人容易自高自大。
So that we would be proud.
所以想到这些我觉得真的是我们是何等的需要主的拯救。
So how much do we need his salvation?
神的拯救就是在光中。
God's salvation is in the light.
我们蒙得救是从光开始的。
Our salvation started in light.
先有光才能有拯救。
First we have light, then there is salvation.
所以我就想到了刚才弟兄分享的那个耶利哥的那个瞎子。
Then I think of what my husband shared regarding the blind man at Jericho.
他宝贵的两点，一是他知道他要什么，他要看见。
Two precious points. First is he knows what he wants. He wants to see.
而且第二点，他也相信他面前的这位主耶稣，基督，主耶稣是如果怜悯他，是有能力。让他看见的。
And second, that he knows that this Lord Jesus before him, if he wants it, then he has the power to cause him to see.
所以主回答他说：“你看见了，因为你的信救了你。”
Therefore, the Lord responded, "You can see because your faith has saved you."
呀，我们要都想得光照，我们不能离开光，没有光就没有目标。
We all want to have light because without light, we would have no goal.
我觉得只有一样。
There's only one thing.
就是我们借着就是去年长天弟兄曾经交通过的诗篇二十七篇的第一节，我们借着那里边有个宣告：耶和华，你是我的亮光，是我的拯救。我们再次回到主的面前。
I think there's what our brother Tang shared last year in Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
呀，过一个亲近主。亲近主的生活，天天亲近主。
That we would live a life that we fear the Lord and draw near to the Lord each day.
呀，我们亲近在主面前，我们奉献，我们敬拜，我们寻求。
We are before Him. We seek Him. We offer ourselves to Him.
我们像大卫一样，单单只要主的同在。
We like David. We only want His presence.
呀，求主保守我们，不失去像他那纯洁单一的心。
May the Lord help us to not lose that simple heart.
这实在是一种生活。
This is truly the way to live.
圣经也清楚地告诉我们，清心的人有福了，因为。
The Bible also tells us, blessed is the pure in heart.
因为他必见神。
Because he will see God.
呀，我在这里，我想借着这段圣经，借着圣灵在我里面的提醒，我们一同勉励，我们要天天来亲近我们的主。
Daily we ought to draw near to our Lord.
如果我们失去了光，那个圣经里说的其实挺可怕的，那个黑暗是何等的大。
If we lose that light, then the Bible says that darkness is so great.
我就讲到这。
That concludes my sharing.
我今天想跟弟兄姊妹交通，因着爱而顺服。
Today I would like to share with brothers and sisters on submitting because of love.
我觉得有两方面，一个是因着主的爱，也第二个方面是因着我们爱主。
There are two aspects. The first is because of the Lord's love. The second is because we love the Lord.
我们一起看一下主的话，在约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章十五节。
John chapter 14 verse 15.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
If you love me, keep my commandments.
21节上半段，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
The first part of verse 21, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me.
23节上半段，耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
The first part of verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word.
24节上半段，不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。
First part of 24, he who does not love me does not keep my words.
还有31节，但要叫世人知道我爱父，并且父怎样吩咐我，我就怎样行。起来，我们走吧。
31, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, so I do. Arise, let us go from here.
这段话是主在上十字架前对门徒的劝勉和应许。
These words are spoken by our Lord before he went on, spoken by our Lord to his disciples before he went on to the cross.
这两个月我们年轻人组一直在交通做门徒和奉献的事。
In the past 2 months, a young people group has been sharing on being a disciple and consecration.
昨天我们英文组有一位弟兄也反复地提到一件事。
Yesterday in the English group, a brother continued to share on this point.
他说希望奉献不是又一个人的要求。
He says that the consecration hopefully is not a requirement from a man.
不是又一个 checklist 上面又要做一件事。
It's not another checklist.For something that we need to do.
希望和弟兄姊妹一同劝勉，让我们认出这是主爱的要求。
I would like to have encouragement with brothers and sisters so that we know that this is a requirement out of love from the Lord.
也让我们的顺服，让我们的跟上，是因着我们对主的爱慕。
And also that we would submit because we admire the Lord.
我记得有一个姊妹做了一个见证。
I remember a sister shared her testimony.
她说今天主若在我身上有要求，我不会让他失望。
She said, today if the Lord has a requirement of me, I would not disappoint him.
让我们再看一次14章31节。
Let us look once more at chapter 14 verse 31.
主说父怎样吩咐我，我就怎样行。
The Lord says,As the Father gave me commandment, so I do.
然后31节最后面他说起来我们走吧。
And at the end of 31, he says, Arise, let us go from here.
我特别喜欢31节英文的翻译。
I especially like the English translation for verse 31.
他说 Arise, let us go from here.
It says, Arise, let us go from here.
父不仅满足主耶稣基督一个人起来完全的顺服。
The Father not only desires that our Lord would submit to him.
主也呼召所有重生得救的弟兄姊妹答应他的呼召，从这里往前开始走。
The Lord also calls to all those who have been redeemed to arise and go from here.
我最近一直在思想一个问题。
These days, I have been pondering on a question.
宗教和信主有什么区别?
What is the difference between religion and believing the Lord?
我想第一个是生命。
The first is life.
我想另外一个就是对主的爱慕。
The second is loving the Lord.
法利赛人也守诫命。
The Pharisees followed commandments.
他们甚至抠着字句在守诫命。
In fact, they follow the commandments word by word.
但不是出于爱。
But not out of love.
所以主不算数。
Therefore, the Lord does not count it.
主也不满足。
And the Lord is not satisfied.
我们今天是否可以有一个对主爱的回应?
Today, can we have a response of love to our Lord?
我们对主说,主,因为你爱我。
We tell the Lord, Lord, because you love me,
so I would also love you. 我愿意遵守圣灵的提醒。
And I will follow the reminder of the Holy Spirit.
我愿意答应你的吩咐。
And I want to accept your call.
嗯，让我们再看一处，是在约翰福音15:14-15。
Let's read John 15:14-16.
你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的，已经都告诉你们了。
You're my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends.For all things I heard from the Father, my Father, I have made known to you.
这是讲到主对我们遵守他诫命的应许。
This is speaking of the promise that the Lord has given us regarding following His word.
我们若遵行主所吩咐的。
If we do according to His command.
主就称我们为他的朋友。
Then our Lord will call us His friends.
我们就能明白他所做的。
Then we can comprehend what he is doing.
他所计划的。
What he has planned.
他所上心的。
What he desires.
正如主指着亚伯拉罕说。
Just like God pointing to Abraham and saying.
我所要做的事岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢?
What I want to do, can I hide it from Abraham?
所以今天我就想和弟兄姊妹彼此劝勉。
Therefore, today I would like to have encouragement with brothers and sisters.
让我们有时间安静在主的面前。
That we have time to quiet ourselves before the Lord.
主会借着圣灵在里面告诉我们。
The Lord will use the Holy Spirit to tell us.
他今日对我们的吩咐和要求。
Today, what His commands and requirements of us are.
我们要感谢主。
We must thank the Lord.
因为主对我们今天还有要求。
Because today he still has requirements of us.
我们要感谢主，他还没有任凭我们。
He has not given up on us.
所以愿意我们今天就起来答应，跟着主从这里继续往前走。
Therefore today may we arise and let us go from here according to his call.
这就是我的教导。
This concludes my sharing.
我今天想和弟兄姊妹借着几件事情来一同思想一下我们心思里的一些问题。
Today, through various matters, I would like us to ponder together regarding something in our thoughts.
我是想借着腓立比书2:4的话我们来一同思想。
Let us look at Philippians chapter 4.
Chapter 2, verse 4.
Yeah,
你们当以耶稣基督的基督耶稣的心为心。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。腓立比书2:4。第五节。
Let this mind be, verse 5. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
我首先的话我们也一同思想一下在时间上的一个我们思想上的一些问题。
Let us consider something regarding time in our thoughts.
Yeah. 我曾经听弟兄姊妹们有些时候会说我太忙了没有时间参加聚会没有时间读经。
Sometimes I will hear brothers and sisters say I'm too busy, I do not have time to come to gatherings and read Bible.
对我不知道我们自己私下有没有过这样的思想。
I don't know if we have these kind of thoughts ourselves.
我们有没有觉得我们的聚会太多了?
Do we feel that we have too many meetings?
我们有没有觉得好像神占用我私人的时间太多了?
Do we feel that the Lord has used up too much of our own time?
对，好像我们生活的那个平衡被打破了。
It is as if our balance of time has been broken.
我首先想在这里先说明一下。
I want to explain something first.
就是好像我们聚会的时间多或者我们聚会多并不等于我们这个人是爱主的。
If we have a lot of meetings or that doesn't equate to loving the Lord.
如果我们这个人是好像迫于 peer pressure， 就是迫于同伴的压力，或者说我们来聚会的时候，我们的心在神的面前是没有预备的，其实这样的聚会不来也罢。
If we attend meetings due to peer pressure or we didn't prepare our hearts, then we come to attend the meeting in vain.
对，因为我们这样来到神的面前的时候，神这样的时间不被神数算。
Because this kind of time would not be counted in the eyes of the Lord.
那假如我们都是预备好了，我们是愿意来参加的话，我们有没有觉得我们花在神身上的时间太多？
But if we have prepared ourselves and we do want to come to meetings, do we feel that we have spent too much time in meetings?
所以我想在这里跟弟兄姊妹，我们一同来算一算这个账。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, I thought we would do some accounting.
我们算一算我们这个人，我们一天到底花在神身上有多少时间？
Well, we could account for how many hours we spend on the Lord.
那我们就按一周的时间来算。
Let's use a week as a measure.
对，我们一天是24小时，一周是乘以7是168个小时，是吧？
Each day we have 24
的话。
Each day we have 24 hours and multiplied by 7, we have 168 hours per week.
那我们主日的时候，我们有三个小时在这里聚会。
And on Sundays we spend 3 hours here.
那我们可能周五、周六我们有中年人的聚会和年轻人的聚会，大约我就算这三个小时。
On Friday and Saturday, we have some middle-aged group meeting and young people meeting. Perhaps it's about 3 hours for each person.
也可能你还会参加周三的祷告聚会。
Perhaps you attend the prayer meeting on Wednesdays.
这是两个小时。
2 hours.
我们加起来大约是八个小时。
Summed it up, it's about 8 hours.
那再算一些其他我们的时间，聚会可能有一些聚会或者我们自己摆在神面前的时间，我们先算两个小时。
And how about other hours that we spend ourselves? Perhaps about 2 hours.
我们大约一个星期我们能够花在神身上的时间大约是十个小时。
So each week we can spend about 10 hours before the Lord.
我不知道，这个好像是占的我们一周总共的时间大约是占6%吧。
This is about 6% of our time per week.
弟兄姊妹有觉得这个时间多吗？
Do you feel that this is a lot of time?
我想我们可能都有手机。
I believe we have cell phones.
如果我们诚实的话，我们把手机拿出来。
If we take out our phones.
我们查一下我们每天花在我们这个手机上的时间，那个时候都有记录的，我们看一看一天我们能花多少时间在手机上。
And there are records in these phones and you can see how much time you spend on the phone.
如果你不看，你可能会不觉得我花太多的时间在手机上。
If you do not look at the record, perhaps you don't think that you spend a lot of time on your phone.
但是当我自己拿出手机去看的时候，的确吓了我一跳。
But when I looked at the record for my own phone, I was startled.
我一天花在手机上的时间要好几个小时。
Each day I spend many hours on the phone.
我不知道你们花了多长时间。
I do not know how many hours you spend.
那除了手机，我们还有游戏。
Besides a phone, we also have games.
我们要看电视。
Watch TV.
我们看电脑。
Use a computer.
我们还要跟朋友去相聚。
And meet with friends.
我们把这些时间都加起来，我们有没有去算过？
If we sum up all this time, have we considered that?
所以，我们觉得我们很忙。
So we feel that we are very busy.
我们可能工作上的确很忙，学习上的确很忙。
Perhaps we're really busy in our jobs or our studies.
但是我们有没有想过我们花在这些其他娱乐上的时间到底有多少？
But have we thought about how much time we have spent on entertainment?
我们总觉得好像给神的时间太多了。
We feel that we gave the Lord too much time.
6%.
6%.
如果我把这6%的时间拿来我娱乐的话，我可以更多好几个小时。
If I take back the 6% and have entertainment, then I can have many more hours.
但是我想弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记。
But brothers and sisters, so let's not forget.
我们现在坐在这里，我们是一个基督徒。
Today we sit here, we're Christians.
我们都是蒙神拯救的。
We have been saved by God.
神曾说过。
God has said.
对，世界和其中所充满的都是我的。
The world and all that's filled is mine.
时间也是神的。
Time is also God's.
我们只是把神给我们的时间用回一小部分在神的身上。
We only take what God has given us, the time, and give him back a little bit.
我们为什么会觉得我们好像花的时间太多了。
Why do we feel that we have spent so much time?
我在这里想讲一个弟兄的见证。
I want to share a brother's testimony.
他工作的时候突然有一个很大的 project.
In his work, he suddenly has a very big project.
那他的老板要求他们组所有的人都要在加班。
And his boss asked all of them, required all of them to put an extra time.
所以周六周日的时间必须全组的人必须去加班。
Therefore, the entire Saturday and Sunday, the entire group must be at work.
我们的弟兄就很犯难。
And our brother has difficulty there.
因为周六周日我们都有聚会。
Because on Saturday and Sunday we have meetings.
所以他来到老板的面前跟老板说。
So therefore he came before the boss.
他说我想跟你商量一下。
I want to discuss this with you.
因为在周六和周日我有 commitment 给我的神。
Because on Saturday and Sunday I have commitments with my God.
这个时间是我不能够拿掉的。
This time I cannot give up.
我可不可以在这个时间我不来加班。
Could I not come and have extra hours during these times?
但是我愿意用其他的时间，任何的时间你来要求，我都愿意去补上。
But you can ask me of any other time and I will put it up.
他的老板跟他说。
His boss says,
这样可能会影响你的提职。
This could affect your
就是 promotion.
Promotion.
我们弟兄毫不犹豫地说，如果影响的话，那就让他影响吧。
Our brother without hesitation says, if it is so, let it be.
对，所以我们要问一问我们自己。
Therefore, we have to ask ourselves.
如果我们在时间上，有冲突的时候
，If there's time conflicts,
我们会怎么做
？How would we proceed?
我们是让神的事让步于我们自己的事情
？Do we have God's things to do we take our own things as priority?
还是让我们的事情让步于神的事情
or do we give God's things priority?
因为这是我们在心思里的一个事情
because this is a matter in our heart
是在于我们心思里我们到底看重哪一个
it is what we look as important
如果我们心思里不被对付的话
if we are not dealt with in our thoughts
我们像刚才读的这个经节我们应当以基督耶稣的心为心
Just like the verse that we read, then let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
或者我们刚才弟兄姊妹所交通的，我们要顺服做门徒。
Or like what brothers and sisters have shared, we want to submit to be disciples.
或者我们都想说，我们里面想做一个忠心的仆人。
Or we all say we want to be faithful and good servant.
在我们心思里不被对付的时候，这些都永远是一个美好的愿望。
But if our thoughts are not dealt with, then these are all but dreams.
不可能成为一个实际
cannot become reality
我想因为时间的原因我就交通这一件事情
due to time constraint I will only share
我希望我们能够一同来思想这些事情
and we ponder and meditate upon this one thing
啊，这就是我的交通
this concludes my share
我想先和弟兄姊妹看一节圣经在马太福音五章二十六节
let's turn to Matthew chapter 5 verse 26
我实在告诉你，若有一文钱没有还清，你断不能从那里出来。
Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny.
对，我自己在读到这节圣经的时候，我里面有一个提醒。
When I read this, I was reminded within.
我好像把常常求主光照我好好认罪这件事情看得很轻。
I think to take very lightly this matter of coming before the Lord and repenting.
虽然我常常认罪，但是我认的罪都是一些很明显的，我自己不坚持的罪。
Even though I repent often before the Lord, I repent only on things that are very obvious and the things that I don't quite care about.
但如果是我觉得我自己没有什么问题，或者是我不想面对自己的问题的时候，我就不会求主光照我，叫我可以认罪悔改。
再说一次啊。
如果我觉得我没有问题
，If I think that I don't have an issue，
或者我不想面对自己的问题
，Or I don't want to deal with my issue，
我就不会求主光照我，叫我可以认罪悔改。
Then I won't ask the Lord to to help me that I could repent.
对，我觉得我已经有一段时间没有好好问主，我有什么得罪了他，但是是我不知道的。
For a while, I have not truly come before the Lord and asked him, "What have I done against you that I do not know about?"
这个感觉就好像有一文钱没有还清，到主我总是也不得释放。
This is a feeling that there's a penny that I still owe, and I would not be free.
到主那里总是要躲躲藏藏。
And every time coming before the Lord, I must hide.
对来聚会这件事也变冷淡了，祷告也没有力了。
And I would not have motivation to come to meetings, and I would not have a burden in my prayer.
不知道弟兄姊妹，是不是也有类似这样的感觉？特别是每次讲到奉献和背十字架的时候，我们常常感到无力，也感叹自己做不到。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you feel this way or not, especially when we talk about consecration, we feel that we are lacking in strength and we cannot do it.
在一些环境里的时候，也总觉得主救不了自己。
And in circumstances, we feel that the Lord cannot save us.
觉得主不爱自己，自己也爱不了主。
And the Lord does not love us, and we cannot love the Lord.
很多祷告也落了空。
And a lot of prayers have prayed amiss.
在提摩太前书一章五节里说，但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5 says, Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
所以在这里有一个问题。
Therefore, there's a question here.
如果没有清洁的心和无愧的良心，我们怎么会对主生出爱来呢？
If we do not have a pure heart, if we do not have a good conscience,How could we have love towards the Lord?
清洁的心在主救了我们的时候已经给了我们。
A pure heart has been given to us when the Lord saved us.
但是无愧的良心是需要我们常常到主面前来认罪悔改，我们才能有的。
But a good conscience is something that we need to often come before the Lord to repent.
如果我们看重自己，高举自己，自以为正确，
If we think too highly of ourselves, if we think that we are always correct,
我们要挣扎，为自己打抱不平，为自己申诉的时候，
and when we want to fight for our own rights,
我们就失去了无愧的良心，我们就也没有对主的爱，
and we would lose that good conscience, and we would not have love towards the Lord.
我觉得如果我自己不看重认罪，让主显明我里面的不义。
If I do not take this as important,
我就根本无法认识我自己。
Then I cannot know myself.
如果我连自己都不认识，主在十字架上为我死的爱就不真实。
And if I don't even know myself, then the love that the Lord has shown on the cross would not become real to me.
我祷告说，主啊，我是个罪人，求你救我，这件事就不是诚实说给主听的。
And I pray, when I pray the Lord, I'm a sinner, save me, this would not be an honest prayer.
其实我们都知道，奉献和背十字架的背后其实是对主爱的回应。
We all know that this, when we carry the cross, this is a response of love.
在约翰一书三章十六节里说，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
In 1 John 3:16 it says, By this we know love because he laid down his life for us.
但如果我们不接受光照来认真的到主面前认罪，我们就对主对我们舍命这件事情越来越没有感觉。
But if we don't seriously come before the Lord and confess our sins, then we would have less and less feeling on this matter.
我记得主耶稣复活之后再见到彼得时问他的第一个问题就是彼得你爱我比爱这些更多吗
I remember when our Lord saw Peter for the first time after his resurrection his question is Do you love me more than these?
彼得那个时候已经深深知道主是怎样爱他赦免他也深深知道自己是一个怎样的罪人
At that point Peter knows deeply how the Lord loves him and howHe has forgiven him and how he himself is a sinner.
所以他回答主说，是啊，主，你知道我爱你。
Therefore, that's why Peter responded, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
所以这其实是一个罪人发自内心对主爱的回应。
This is in fact a response of a sinner from his depth of his heart.
嗯，我想如果我们已经有很久没有好好到主面前来问一问自己，到底哪里得罪了主？
If for a long time we haven't truly come before the Lord and asked Him where we have offended Him.
愿我们现在都可以诚实的到主面前求主来光照他。
Then we must come before Him with genuine heart and ask Him to shine His light upon us.
然后我们在他面前诚实的认罪悔改，以至于我们能看见主是爱我们的主。
And we can genuinely repent before the Lord so that we may see that He is the Lord who loves us.
这样我们心里也对他有一个爱的回应。
Then we would also have a response of love from our hearts towards Him.
这是我今天的交通。
This concludes my sharing.
我想跟弟兄姊妹交通爱的奴仆。
Today I would like to share with brothers and sisters on the a bond servant of love.
我们经常会唱到一首诗歌里面说到，我愿意成为主爱的奴仆。
We often sing this song, make me a captive of thy love.
因为主爱我，我也愿意爱主，我就甘愿作为奴仆来服侍主。
Because the Lord loves me and I'm willing to love Him, so I want to be His bond slave.
这是非常积极和正面的事情。
This is a very positive thing.
但是如果我们所爱的所喜欢的那个对象不是主的时候
But if we love, the target of our love is not the Lord,
这个结果就是非常消极和负面
then the result will be very negative.
我们就会成为那个东西的奴仆
then we'll become that thing's slave.
在创世纪第34章里面有发生了一件事情
In Genesis chapter 34, there's an incident.
它里面说到雅各的女儿底拿被一个叫做示剑的男人玷污了。
Jacob's daughter Dinah was defiled by someone named Shechem.
因为示剑非常喜欢她。
Because Shechem really loves her.
并且想让底拿成为自己的妻子。
And wanted Dinah to become his wife.
之后示剑的父亲就为了这件事情去求雅各。
Then Shechem's father, because of these things, went to ask Jacob.
圣经当中有三次提到示剑喜欢底拿的心。
There's three mentions that, that Shechem loves Dinah.
第一次是在第三节，三十四章第三节。
The first time is in verse 3.
他说到示剑的心紧恋雅各的女儿底拿。
His soul was strongly attracted to Dinah.
第八节，示剑的心恋慕这女子。
Verse 8.The soul, longs for your daughter.
还有第十九节，因为他喜爱雅各的女儿。
Verse 19, because he delighted in Jacob's daughter.
因为雅各的儿子们很想为自己的妹妹报仇。
Because Jacob's sons really wanted to take vengeance into their own hands.
因着事件这样的爱慕底拿。
Because Shechem, longed for Dinah.
雅各的儿子们就告诉示剑说你如果让你们所有的男丁都受割礼的话
Then Jacob's sons told Shechem If you let all your men be circumcised
我就让我的妹妹做你的妻子
Then our sister will become your wife
如果你不听我的话我就带着我的妹妹要离开
If you do not do this Then I will bring my sister and go
然后圣经当中又说到说示剑非常喜欢这句话并且就去受了割礼并不延迟
And the Bible says Shechem was delighted when he heard this, and so he did not delay and went to be circumcised.
并且因为事件在这个城中受别人的尊重，全城的人就听他的话，都受了割礼。
And because Shechem was in a place of esteem in this town, so all others also followed his example and was circumcised.
当他们正疼痛的时候，雅各的儿子就把他们全城的男丁都杀掉。
When they were still in pain, Jacob's sons killed all the men.
我们如果爱什么，那个东西就在我们身上成为我们的权柄。
If we love something, then that thing becomes authority in our lives.
如果我爱的对象是主的话
If I love my Lord,
今天我听到怎么样能够认识主，能够经历主，能够得着主。
Today I hear a message of how to know my Lord, how to experience my Lord.
我里面就会欢喜地接受并且我要让这些话在我身上有权柄。
Then I will accept with rejoicing and also let these words have authority in my life.
我就照着神话语的教导，我去顺服。
I will do according to the teaching of God's word.
主的话就在我身上成为我的权柄。
Then the Lord's word becomes authority in my life.
我里面经常会觉得我不能，我也不愿意去违背主的话。
And often I will feel that I cannot and I do not want to disobey God's word.
但如果我里面爱的对象不是主。
But if the target of my affection is not the Lord,
我又非常想要得着那个东西。
And I really want to gain that thing,
我们一定会像事件一样。
Then we would be like Shechem.
我们今天要得着底拿。
Today we want to gain Dina.
你今天告诉我让我做什么，我都做。
Today you tell me what to do, anything I will do it.
我们就自愿成为那个东西的奴仆。
And we would voluntarily become the bound slave of that thing.
并且如何能得着它，我马上就去顺服。
And indeed, more so, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it without delay.
这个东西在我们身上就成为我们的权柄。
This thing becomes authority in our lives.
我的心如果暗暗地在那里爱世界。
If my, in my heart, if I love this world secretly.
那个非常 specific 世界上的东西就要成为我的权柄。
And that very specific thing that I love in this world will become my authority in my life.
我的生活一定成为他的奴仆。
And my living will become the slave of that thing.
并且那个东西它有权利控制我的喜乐。
And that thing has the ability to control my rejoicing or sorrow.
那个东西有权利决定我的安息。
And that thing could determine whether I have peace or not.
那个东西也有权柄安排我的道路。
And that thing has the authority to direct my path.
因为我里面爱慕它，我要得着它。
Because I love that thing, I long for that thing, I want to gain that thing.
我不能没有它。
I cannot live without that thing.
我就让它在我身上有权柄。
And I let that thing become to have authority in my life.
就像我的眼睛一定要看某样东西。
If my eye wants to see something,
我的手一定要做某件事情。
If my hand has to do something,
我的身体一定要享受某样东西。
If my body must enjoy something,
我一定要得着某样东西。
If I must gain something,
我一个让我非常舒服的 comfort zone,
if I have a comfort zone.
一个我非常喜欢处理事情的方式。
And there's some way I really like to do something.
这些我们心中所爱的东西，有些是不好的。
These things that we love in our heart, some things are not good.
那些是罪，是世界上的事。
Those are sin or things of this world.
但也有一些可能是道德当中、情感当中是很好的东西。
But there are other things that could be morally correct or it could be something that's good.
但那个却不是主要。
But that is not what God wants.
因为那个里面没有主。
Because in that thing there's no the Lord.
它只是天然的一个好。
It's just something that's naturally good.
如果我们爱的对象是这些的话，
If we love those things,
我们一定让它成为我们的主人。
Then we will let those things become our master.
我们今天的道路就是要来服侍这些东西。
And our path would be to serve these matters.
它一定在我身上成为我的权柄。
And these things will surely become the authority in our lives.
而且我也不可能不去做它的奴仆。
And I cannot but become a slave.
只有我自己里面愿意把这件事情放下。
Only if I'm willing to lay down this thing in my heart.
把我一定要的、一定最喜欢的放下。
To lay down what I truly want and what I love.
我里面定了义，我要爱主所爱的。
And I'm determined in my heart to love what the Lord loves.
我才可能转回到主的面前，成为他的奴仆。
Then I could turn back before the Lord and become His bond slave.
主才可能在我的身上有真的权柄。
Then the Lord can then onlyThen only then can the Lord have authority in my life.
我的奉献在主的面前才可能是实在的。
And then my consecration could be real.
否则一切都是空想。
Otherwise, all is just talk.
我的生活还是照着肉体所喜好的去行。
My life is still according to what I pleasure in the flesh.
因为我想要得着我所喜欢的。
Because I want to gain that thing I want.
并且这件事还会影响周遭的人。
And this will also affect other people around me.
就像事件一样，他带着全城的人一起去受割礼。
Just like Shechem brought all the men in the city to become circumcised.
全城的人因着听他就一起受苦，最后连命都丢掉了。
All the people in that city, because of him, was also suffering and actually gave up their lives.
让我们在主的面前有一个很强烈的心愿，要让我们爱对，爱的是主让我们所爱的。
May we have a strong desire before the Lord that we would love the right thing, to love whatever the Lord wants us to love.
因着我们爱的对象是正确的，我们才能够成为主的奴仆。
Because we love the right target, then we become the Lord's love slave.
我就分享到这。
This concludes my share. Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢因为你的救恩，主要是完备的救恩。
Lord, we thank you because your salvation is a complete salvation.
主啊，你救我们就要救我们到底。
You save us, you'll save us to the uttermost.
主啊，我们身上有这么多的未得之地，愿你激发我们，主啊，起来去得那地。
Because we still have so much land to gain, may you encourage us to rise up and gain that land.
主啊，真的光照我们，让我们看到我们自己是何等的缺乏离开你。
May you indeed illuminate us, our hearts that we know that how much we need you.
主啊，愿我们在这个世代，主啊，都不做冷淡退后的人。
May we not be in this generation, may we not be those people who grow cold or shrink back.
主啊，求你救我们，让我们对你的心一直火热，对你所要的也能一直火热。
Save us so that we can continue to have a zeal for you and have a zeal for what you want.
主啊，让你真的救我们，我们不是半得救，而是真的在你面前蒙拯救的人。
Lord, you save us so that we are not just those people who are barely saved, but truly saved.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们聚会就停在这。
We'll conclude our meeting here today.